Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. The thing that I have been thinking about that we have to do before we can move on with our goals for the next year is that we have to forgive ourselves for all the goals that we didn't hit in 2020. I know that I was still holding myself to certain standards that I had created prior to knowing what 2020 was going to look like. And I was still trying to live up to those standards and accomplish those goals and getting upset that those goals did not happen. So it's really been a process for the last three months, to sit down and be like, okay, we're just going to have to let some of these things go because it's not happening this year. This has been the most unpredictable year anyone could have ever thought of. And it has been full of drastic changes to our social lives, our emotional well-beings, our mental health. So if you have managed to get through this year in some form of anything, you just made it through the year, even if you're a hot mess, count that as an accomplishment. And forgive yourself for all of the goals and accomplishments that you did not reach, because everybody gets a reprieve this year. Everybody. Hands down, you get a reprieve for any goal that you did not accomplish this year. Because this year, it was a matter of surviving. If you managed to thrive, celebrate it. Celebrate it. But if you only managed to survive, acknowledge that and celebrate that too. Because this year was something else. And it is okay if you didn't accomplish not one of the goals that you set out to accomplish in 2020. And you need to do that for yourself in order for you to move forward for 2021 and set new goals and start making moves on those goals, whatever the year may look like. At least now we have a little bit more of a wrap around what is possible for 2021, so we can plan just a little bit better. But let it go. Whatever you didn't get done in 2020, let it go. Don't beat yourself up for it. Just give yourself an extension and push on. Or you may have had a year and you figured out the goals that you had set for yourself in 2020 are no longer applicable, and that's fine too. So let those goals go so that we can move on and prepare ourselves for this year, 2021. Love you, mamas. Enjoy your holidays. Rest, relax, and then work on those goals for 2021. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.